Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on 66B over here talking about permitted health activities on Shabbos, different things that actually can help you feel better on Shabbos. The Gemara cites statements of Avin Bar Huna in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria permitting the following on Shabbos: turning over a cup with steam on top of one's stomach, rubbing the palms of one hands and feet with oil and salt. The Gemara explains that this is a way of sobering someone who was drunk. Rav Huna, when he came from Rav's base medrash, inebriated, and Rav, when he came from Rabbi Chiya's, and Rabbi Chiya, when he came from Rebbe's, would spread oil and salt on their hand and foot palms and say that just as these are dissipated, so should their alcohol dissipate. Another option is put the cover of a jug in water and say that just as it is cleared up by the water, so should this person be cleared of his alcohol. Turning someone upside down to get one of his vertebrae back in place. Swallowing a baby to straighten his bones. And also probably to soothe a baby. Different interesting ideas that the Gemara is talking about that's permitted on Shabbos to make people feel better and to get them into a better state. It's so interesting. Shabbos, we always talk about you can't do constructive things. You can't do destructive things. You can't do this. You can't do that. Shabbos is supposed to be Menucha the Simcha. We're supposed to have Zachor and Shama. Remember everything. And not do all the forbidden malachos, but we have to remember, we have to do what we can to help our fellow brethren. You know, they say that to save someone's life is docha Shabbos. You have to be mechala Shabbos to save someone's life and to get someone to a better state, to get them to a better state of mind and to help them feel better and to help them remove pain. You're allowed to do different things that seemingly might seem that they're not good on Shabbos, but of course they're allowed to be able to help someone on Shabbos, because we're not about the don'ts. We're not about don't do this, don't do that. We want to point out the things we're supposed to do, and to our kids also, we have to raise them in a way not of saying don't do this, don't do that, especially in Judaism and our way of life, but do this, do that. The more we say, it really goes in one ear, out the other. But kids learn from doing, not from hearing. So showing them how we do things on Shabbos, showing them how we do things on Yom Tov, showing them how we help people on Shabbos if they're in pain, showing them how we could save someone and help them from despair or from different conditions, especially on Shabbos, and explaining to them why it's okay. That's really the best way of Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. That's the best way to talk to each kid on their own level, teaching them on their own path, their own way of learning things, because kids really learn by doing. Gemara explains these different methods of doing for others to help them feel better. So too, we should show our kids and show other people how we do for others to make them feel better, especially if it's on Shabbos, so that everybody learns not about the don'ts, but about what we really should do on Shabbos to help everybody feel better. So remember, we want to help everybody feel better, even on Shabbos. Try not to focus on the constructive and destructive things that we're not allowed to do, but worry about what we can do to help everyone around us feel better as much as possible, day by day, act by act. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 67 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.